Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Prime Minister John Key confirmed he's ready for defeat in the House by voting against a member's bill that has the support of all other parties. The bill, up for its first reading prior to being sent to a select committee, is in the name of Labour's Dunedin North MP David Clark and was the subject of this question for Mr Key from opposition leader David Shearer.
Will he and his caucus deliver results for hard-working New Zealanders by supporting David Clark's bill to have a day off on the Monday when Waitangi Day and Anzac Day falls on a weekend?
Be fair.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No.
The Leader of the Opposition.
Does he agree with tourism industry CEO Martin Sneddon, who said, creating long weekends will boost New Zealand's economy in relevant years by stimulating domestic tourism, and if not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaking no.
The Prime Minister accepted there were different views about Mondayisation.
But I think there are many New Zealanders who would say when it comes to Waitangi Day and Anzac Day, they are very significant, peculiar days to New Zealand, and therefore the honouring of those days when they occur makes sense. I know the Labour Party wants to take a holiday. It's pretty obvious from the amount of work they don't do. And good news, you're in for a lot longer holiday than you're planning.
Order.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, also dealt with a request from Labour's Christchurch East MP, Leanne Dalzell, for an urgent debate on a High Court ruling that Earthquake Recovery Minister Gerry Brownlee exceeded his powers under the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Act. Lockwood Smith said the issue was undoubtedly of considerable interest to the House.
However, for there to be an urgent debate, there must be a particular case of recent occurrence involving the administrative or ministerial responsibility of the government.
There was no ministerial responsibility for a decision of the High Court.
The urgent debate procedure is a way of holding the government to account for matters of recent occurrence. There can be no particular case of recent occurrence in the absence of any further decision by the minister, which in all probability may not be forthcoming until the outcome of the judicial review is known. The application is therefore declined.
The Speaker's decision was challenged by Leanne Dalzell.
The problem is that there was a lot of public controversy surrounding the very extensive powers in the legislation, and I think this Parliament does have a duty to oversee how it's actually operating in practice.
That failed to persuade the Speaker, and although there was no urgent debate, Labour's Clayton Cosgrove couldn't resist taking a crack at Gerry Brownlee in the weekly general debate.
He had a bad day yesterday, sir. We're a High Court judge. We have it now in writing from a High Court judge confirming what everybody knows, sir, in Canterbury around the place, that Gerry Brownlee is incompetent, and we now have the papers to prove it, sir.
Clayton Cosgrove in the general debate, which was followed by resumption of the first reading of the Holidays, Full Recognition of Waitangi Day and Anzac Day Amendment Bill. Meanwhile, Rhys Lyon found that he wasn't welcome when he tried to report on a select committee hearing a submission from the Speaker.
A last-minute change meant the Government Administration Committee was closed to the public, blocking access for those keen to hear Speaker Lockwood Smith's view on a bill changing the setting of MPs' salaries. The Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, has already voiced her concerns that the bill takes away the Speaker's power to set MPs' salaries and allowances and allocates that power instead to the Remuneration Authority. Ms Harris said in June that the Remuneration Authority was ill-equipped to manage MPs' salaries and allowances, and her advice was that the Speaker should retain that role. Elsewhere, in a committee room that was open to the public, the Education and Science Committee continued its inquiry into 21st century learning environments and digital literacy. Making a submission was teacher and game developer Edwin McRae, who addressed children's learning problems.
There are many solutions. My personal solution is games. New Zealand children are already immersed in computer games that provide far more engagement, skill development, reinforcement, assessment and feedback than any traditional classroom could hope to manage. In a game, a student is told whether they've passed or failed, learned or missed the point on the spot. They usually have to wait a couple of weeks for a teacher to tell them that.
Mr. McRae said the groundwork had already been done.
The resources are out there, many on the internet, many for free, and teachers aren't using them out of fear and ignorance. They don't know how, and they don't know why. And worse yet, we have a thriving game development industry in New Zealand, and it is fully equipped to tailor-make New Zealand learning tools for the New Zealand curriculum, but no one is asking them to.
Mr. McRae had this request.
I'm here to ask you to help make the most of your vast investment into the technical infrastructure of education. You've upgraded the hardware, and we really thank you for that. Now it's time to update the software.
Teacher and game developer Edwin McRae providing evidence to the Education and Science Committee's inquiry into 21st century learning environments and digital literacy.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.